is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, now it's time to grill out for Dear Dad. Cook him a great meal on the grill or cook him a meal on the oven, but we've got to know how to do it. And so I brought in executive chef of Proof of the Pudding. If you've been to any great event in the Atlanta area, you've eaten the food of Proof of the Pudding. The executive chef is in studio, Howard Garnell, and he's brought some amazing little goodies with us, a great salad, some terrific pickles, and a rub that I'm going to use later that you're going to have to tell me how to use it.
Oh, I will.
I am the kind of 101 girl. You know, you have to don't assume I know anything.
I gotcha.
Okay. Walk me through it. Okay, so let's plan the perfect meal for Dad.
Oh, the perfect meal for Dad.
The perfect meal for Dad that the family can prepare. Let's start with that.
Well, let's just start with a nice, easy tomato salad. Take some garden tomatoes, a little bit of fresh basil, and a little bit of olive oil and balsamic vinegar if you wanted to, a little salt and pepper. If Dad likes cheese, throw a little mozzarella in there. If Dad doesn't like cheese, no mozzarella.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a real easy no-brainer. Anybody can do that.
Right. And the kids can help in that
one. Kids can help in that. And hopefully you got a garden out back. You just go to the plant and pull your fresh tomato right off.
Yeah.
Cut it right up.
And your basil. Okay. Yep. And then what are we going to do for a meat? See, the meat stresses me out.
Right. I could see how that could happen because there's so many choices. You know,
and so many ways for me to ruin it.
So many ways for you to ruin it. Well, one key way not to ruin it is to put it in a brine.
Okay.
That gives you a little bit of leeway. By putting brine, it opens up the meat to accept more moisture back into it so that when you cook it, it's more forgiving. It's less likely to dry out.
Howard, that means I have to really plan ahead because don't you need to brine overnight?
Sometimes. But really, if you made a really salty mixture, you can do it in an hour. We at Proof do so much that sometimes that the schedule only gives us a short window, so we just kind of speed the process up. So by making the brine more with more salinity, more salt, it actually speeds the process up.
Okay, so what kind of meat are we going to cook for Dad?
Well, really, whatever Dad loves, whether it's a chicken breast, a chicken thigh, a whole chicken. We could take a beef short rib, which is pretty much my favorite meat these days, and just let it sit in a little nice little salt water solution for an hour. Take it out, pat it real dry, rub it down with a little bit of a spice rub, maybe some cumin, some dark chili powder, some oregano, some onion, some garlic. And then just let it roast. Roast it slow for, I don't know, 2 hours. Actually, I do know. About two hours.
Yeah, like you don't know exactly to the minute how much this roasts. Now, this is in the kitchen.
Yeah, or on the grill. Like if you wanted to do it on, let's say, your barbecue or green egg or...
Which I have one now.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I'm a newbie.
Yep.
But I'm part of the club.
It takes a little practice. The green egg is great because it really holds heat for a long time.
Right.
And it doesn't take a really big fire. The thing about cooking outside is you have to really get a gauge of really how hot you want your fire to burn and how long you want to burn it for. So if I'm going to do a short rib, I'm going to start with a small pile of charcoal, and then I'm going to add some more to it as it gets going while I'm watching the temperature. Temperature is the biggest thing when you're cooking.
Okay. So if I'm going to do, what did you say? I'm going to do a short rib?
Do a short rib, yes.
Is that a low and slow?
Low and slow. You know, 275 for, let's say, 2.5 hours, you'd be really in good shape. If you want to speed it up, you could go for 275 for the first hour and then bump it up to, let's say, 350 for the last hour, and that will finish it really nicely. But while you're doing that, you're going to need some sort of sauce to finish it with because dad loves sauce.
Right.
So I'm going to go take a little bit of ketchup, a little bit of Worcestershire, a little bit of beef stock, and some chili powder, and let that go on the stove with a little bit of shallots and garlic. And I'm going to mop that while I'm going. And then I'm going to split half of that and add a little sugar to that. And then when I finish what I'm ready to finish, I'm going to brush it on the last 10 minutes so that it kind of seeps right into the meat.
Okay, and kind of crystallizes.
Oh, yeah.
Caramelizes on the meat.
Yes, ma'am.
See, that's the difference in the home cook and the chef. At the last minute, what he does before brings it to the table.
The little touches.
It's the little touches. Okay, so what's going to be another side dish that we can do for dear dad?
Well, dad doesn't know it, but he really likes vegetables. So what we're going to do is we're going to take some Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Brussels sprouts.
We're going to soak them a little bit in salt water just for about 10 minutes, just so that they take a little more moisture on them. And then we're going to stick them with a skewer that we've soaked in water for a little time so it doesn't burn on the grill.
Are these going to be whole or halved?
Halved.
Okay.
Well, it depends on the size. If they're big, then cut them in half. If they're small, just put them on there. Just skewer them up really nicely. And when you got a nice little fire going, just lay them on the fire. About 3 minutes on each side, a little salt and pepper, a little olive oil. Call it a day. It's delicious.
This is the easiest meal ever.
Ever.
Ever. Now, how are we going to top this with dessert?
Dessert. Well, that's a very good question. So to make it easy, we're going to go and get a little bit of a vanilla pudding mix, okay? So we make a little vanilla pudding. Then we get a stack of bananas and some vanilla wafers. And we're going to lay some vanilla wafers down in the glass, a little juice glass.
Mm-hmm.
Then put a little bit of vanilla pudding on top of that, a little bit of bananas, a little bit of vanilla puddings, a little bit of bananas, a little bit of vanilla wafers on top, and dad's got banana pudding.
Wow. And that's comfort food.
Oh, yeah. Dad loves bananas.
Short ribs, banana pudding. He'll think we worked all day on this.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, folks, if you have questions about grilling, about smoking, whether it be on your Big Green Egg or your gas grill, we want to hear from you. 404-872-0750. If you've tried things, they're just not working out, you're not getting that smoke ring. Look at me talking like I know. If you're not getting that smoke ring or things aren't working out, like I can't cook a pork roast to save my life. And I'm obsessed with it. Every time I do it, the kids tell me, you know, we're getting really tired of dry meat here.
We can help you with that.
Mm-hmm. I've tried everything. I'm open to suggestions. I've gone with the cheapest piece of meat to the most expensive piece of meat to all temperatures. I've tried everything, but I'm willing, Howard, for instructions. So 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We want to hear about your successes, your failures, and how we can help you turn that around and make your dishes this summer a success. So give us a call. And it's 15 minutes after the hour. And so what are you going to tell me to do to my pork roast or pork loin?
I'm going to tell you to brine it.
To brine it again.
Yep.
Okay, what's going to be in this brine?
Well, we're going to add a little bit. How do you like your pork?
I don't care the flavor at this point. I just want it edible. I don't want dry meat.
Well, let's start with a little bit of water. Let's say 2 quarts of water. Let's say 2 cups of salt.
Okay.
A cup of sugar. And let's do 1 star anise, a pinch of cinnamon, some cumin, a little bit of coriander. We're going to make that, mix it up so that everything is dissolved. And then we're going to set our pork in there for about an hour.
Okay. Only an hour.
Only an hour because it's salty. You're going to taste it and it's going to taste salty to you.
Okay.
If it's not salty, it's not enough salt.
Okay.
So we're going to force that moisture back into the meat. And then that's going to give you a leeway. You'll be able to overcook the pork and this to be moist.
The proof is in the pudding.
The proof is in the pudding, Linda.
We'll see. I'm going to call you. I have your cell number, you know.
I do know that.
It's dangerous.
Thankfully.
It's dangerous for me to have your cell phone. Okay, so how are we going to cook that?
Well, we're going to take that and we're just going to get a nice hot fire. Okay, we're going to get the coals all illuminated and red. Then we're going to knock it all down to one flat level. and we're just going to let it sit, okay? And then we're going to flip it over. About 4 minutes later, we'll take our thermometer, we'll stick it in the middle of that thing, and in about 12 minutes, so, depending on the thickness of the pork, it should be done at 155, 160. You'll be in beautiful shape.
Because I've been pulling it at 145 even.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm willing to try this. I'm going to try it this week, and I'll let y'all know next Saturday. Okay, you're listening to Atlanta Living with Howard Garnell, Executive Chef of Proof of the Pudding in the studio. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We'll take your calls right after this. Thank you, Scott. We are having a blast here in the studio, talking food, eating food, drinking great wine left over from Hop City. But we want you to join us, 404-872-0750. And we have, Howard Garnell in the studio with us. He's the executive chef from Proof of the Pudding. And we're taking your questions, just like Sanders, who is on the road to Birmingham, I believe. Be safe, Sanders. And you have a question for Howard.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Absolutely. What is it?
Well, it's almost embarrassingly simple, and I apologize for this. I'm not a cook. But everything that you all are talking about just sounds delicious. You were talking about taking the short rib and putting it in brine. Tell me about making the proper brine for a cut of meat, and how long should it stay in the brine, and how does that work? I've never done that before.
Me either.
Well, it's a very simple process, really. You just start with water and a little salt and a touch of sugar. And then any aromatics that you want to impart in your product. So let's say we're doing the short ribs. So the other thing, too, is how much time do you have? So if you have overnight and you want to cook tomorrow, you would go with a less potent mixture. So what I would say for a quart of water, you're going to want to do about 4 ounces of salt and about 2 ounces of sugar. And then let's say you wanted to put some cumin and some coriander in there and maybe some chili powder, probably a tablespoon of each. Mix that all up so that dissolves. And then let that sit on the short ribs overnight in your refrigerator. And then in the morning, you want to take them out, rinse them off, pat them dry, and they're ready to go. But let's say you don't have that time. You could just double that recipe and move the process over. So I always call it like a one-hour brine. So at the end of an hour, you set your timer, boom, you're ready to go. So you'll be importing moisture into your product so that when you grill, it's more forgiving and then you wind up with a nice, moist product.
Sounds delicious. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sanders. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. It's 26 minutes after 2 o'clock. So did I hear you say you're adding more salt to the shorter brine?
Yes. Yes. If you're under a time constraint and you want to move it along.
Which I always am.
Yeah. You just make it nice and salty. It's not going to, the end result is not going to be.
Can I screw it up?
No. If you don't rinse it off at the end, yeah. And if you don't dissolve all your product, yes. You want to make sure that your salt is dissolved and your sugar is dissolved so that when you're pouring it off, you're not pouring out salt on top of the end result.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. We are getting close to a break, so I don't want to take another call yet. But Jim, Jeff, Chris, and Brian, hang on. We're going to get to you. We'll get you on the air. And I also have a great weekend prize pack on the other side of Robin's News that I will be giving away. So I want you to stay tuned for that. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And we have Howard Garnell, executive chef of Proof of the Pudding, in the studio with us. And if you've eaten at any great event in the Atlanta area, and a lot of the stadiums, right? And the airport.
That's correct.
You have eaten Proof of the Pudding's work.
That's correct.
Their artisanal work. Their creative work. And under the helm of executive chef Howard Garnell, and he's in the studio with us, taking your calls at 404-872-0750. If you have questions, if you have things that haven't worked out real well, and you're trying it like me and my pork roast, and he's given me great advice, which I'm going to try, give us a call at 404-872-0750. We're going to Jim in Sharpsburg. You're on WSB. How are you today?
All right. How about you?
I'm good. What do you have for us?
I'm going to tell you that stuff he just gave you about the pork roast.
Yes, sir.
Throw it out of the window. I'm going to tell you how Granny does it.
Oh, how Granny does it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How's Granny do it?
All right. You wash it off in cold water.
Okay.
Then you let it sit for a few minutes, 5-10 minutes. Put buttermilk on it. Let it soak the buttermilk for a few minutes, then put self-rising flour on it and brown it all over.
Okay.
And then you put it in the crock pot for however long. You can tell when you stick your fork in there, it's going to come apart. You know it's done then.
Okay.
Then make some homemade buttermilk biscuits, asparagus casserole, and some homegrown sliced tomatoes, and you got yourself a meal.
That sounds terrific, Jim.
Delicious. That sounds delicious.
That sounds delicious. I may have to try it.
You need to.
Okay.
Your kids will thank you for that.
Well, you know what? I'm the only person who can cook things in a crock pot and still be dry.
Well, my granny's gone now, so I do most of the cooking for my family and my mama. So she tells me I can cook just as good as my granny could, so I think that was a compliment.
That is a compliment. Well, I'm going to try it. That sounds easy enough.
It's real easy.
Okay, sounds good. And I appreciate you taking the time to give us a call, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Talk to you later.
Yeah. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Tell Morris I said hey.
I sure will. Believe it or not, I talk to him about every other day.
I miss him a lot. Him and Herman Cain, too.
I do, too. They're doing great. Neil's traveling around the country.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear him on y'all's break slot. He's in his camper going somewhere.
He is. He just got back from Hawaii.
But tell him I said good luck.
And, I sure will.
I'll see you later.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. There you go. Neil is doing great. He's traveling the country and doesn't miss us at all. There you go. Okay, let's go to Chris in Sandy Springs. Chris, you're on WSB. How are you today? Okay, Chris, can you turn off your radio? I don't know. Chris? I don't know what's happening to Chris. I'm going to put him back on hold. Let's see. Chris, back on hold. Let's go to Joe and see what... Joe, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. What can we help you with, sweetheart?
I had my hands in dishwater, and so I could not write down the spices that Chef Howard was listing for the pot roast. I mean, the pork roast.
Yes, ma'am.
Just wondering if he could repeat it.
Of course he can.
Of course I can. I'd be glad to. A little bit of cumin, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of coriander, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of oregano, and a little bit of onion powder. And some salt and pepper to finish it off.
What did you say about the onion?
A little onion powder? Onion powder.
Okay.
So pretty much equal parts of each.
Okay.
You'll be good to go.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And what was the temperature? Because my husband does a lot of grilling.
You can pull it out at 145 and you'll be good.
For how long?
I'm sorry. What temperature of your fire? That's a different story. You know, you want a nice hot grill for a pork loin. You want it nice and hot because you're going to cook it real quick and then pull it right out. So, you know, when you can't hold your hand above the heat, it's nice and hot.
Okay, and how long for the
Probably 10 minutes on each side. The best thing to do is have a thermometer so that you can test it on the temperature, the internal temperature of it. Right. The thermometer is your best friend.
So
actually,
I've heard don't go by time, go by temperature.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you so much. If you want to hire me, Howard, as your assistant, you can.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm actually in the market for an assistant right now. Sure we can afford you.
That would be it. That's right. Okay, let's see if Chris is ready to go. Chris in Sandy Springs, is your radio off now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I had my phone hooked to my radio in the truck, you know, the link or whatever.
I know. It's all so complicated.
Okay, my question is, I am not a big salt fan, so I don't want all that salt. And he was saying it should taste salty. I'm not. Is there something I can use besides salt to keep the moist in the meat?
But you missed a step.
Say again?
You missed a step in there, Chris.
Yeah, the mixture I was saying will taste salty, but at the end of the day, you're not really adding a lot of salt. You're adding moisture to it. Do you salt your food at all?
I always put pinch in when I'm cooking.
Yeah.
I never add.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when a recipe calls for salt, I do there, but I never add afterwards. Whereas I see so many people grab that salt and add more. I'm like, ooh, no.
No, the step that I'm talking about is actually what it does is it opens the cell walls of the protein to welcome the moisture, because once the product goes to market, all it's doing is losing moisture. It's leaching liquid. That's why they put that little pad under there when you open up the package. All it's doing is taking moisture out of there. It's not per se adding salt. You're not over-salting it. It's just really driving the water back into the cells.
And you're going to rinse that off.
I mean, it's you wouldn't need to season it. If you're not really a salt fiend, then when you're done, you wouldn't have to add any salt to it.
Okay.
And you could play around and experiment with the ratios of salt to sugar or salt to aromatic. To whatever fits your goal. But at the end of the day, when you buy a piece of meat at the market, it's already lost a lot of moisture. So you have to figure out, how do I get that back into the meat? And what I'm saying is, by brining it, that solves that problem for you.
Well, a buddy of mine makes the cabbage and corned beef.
Uh-huh.
When I see him, that brine, he soaks it in for 3-4 days.
Right.
It has a salt in it. But when I eat the meat, it doesn't taste crazy at all that way. So that's why I was wondering why, so I will actually kind of cook the salt out by the time I'm done.
Well, sort of. When you're making corned beef, you're actually not using regular salt. You're using potassium nitrate salt, which has got it's a different makeup than, let's say, your table salt. You wouldn't want to eat that straight. It actually helps preserve the meat and make the meat more red in color, because whenever you got corned beef, it's really red. Well, that is the brining salt, or curing salt, so to speak, that they use on that. It's not the same sort of salt, but it's the same sort of result. At the end of the day, you know, your meat's not going to be salty; it's just going to be moist.
Well, I greatly appreciate your knowledge. I love that you talked to me and educated me a little bit about this, because, like I say, I'm just not, I don't add salt to anything.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. This is a really great show.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Again, tell Neil, hi, we miss you.
I'll do it, darling. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I salt everything. I salt I salt, and I know it's a chef's nightmare when a customer does not taste it before they salt it.
Well, we only have guests. We don't have customers.
Oh, okay. Well, when your guest salts it before they taste it, I know that's a pet peeve of yours. But I'll try to be better in my salting. It's time for us to give away the weekend prize pack. And yes. And listen, you're going to want this. This is four tickets, four all attraction passes to Stone Mountain Park to enjoy the laser light show. When is the last time you've been to Stone Mountain to see the laser light show?
Oh my goodness, I can't remember.
I love it. I love it. Featuring North America's largest fire wheel, and they have drones and everything. It's amazing. The laser light show happens nightly through August 3rd. For exclusive ticket offers, visit stonemountainpark.com. I'm going to give away these tickets to caller number 3 to 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750 gets this weekend prize pack. So that would be a great thing for you and your family to go see the laser light show at Stone Mountain. So caller number 3. Okay, we have a minute left before we take a break, and we're doing this for dear old dad. Remember, that's how we started this show. What do you add if you're going to do the simplest thing on the grill? To me, that's hamburgers. What do you do to hamburgers to make them extraordinary?
Well, I like to stuff my hamburgers.
Stuff them.
With like a chipotle cheese or even pickles. Something unique that, you know, when you're biting in there, you wouldn't expect
that. So you're just mixing that in with the meat.
Uh-huh. Potato chips.
What?
Yes. Potato chips. That's a nice surprise.
I thought just kids did that.
No. That's like an added bonus.
Oh, that's hysterical. And then I've seen people put the little thumbnail indentation in the middle. Is there anything to that?
Maybe.
Come on. Get off the fence. Tell me.
Well, some people think that by putting the thumbnail in there, it'll keep the burger flat.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't rise and
It doesn't give you the old wonky. But if you start out with a nice wide patty that's not more than, let's say, half inch thick, it's not going to get all wonky on you.
Okay. All right. You heard it here. The executive chef of Proof of the Pudding says put a thumbnail indention. Or if you make a patty big enough, you don't have to do that.
There you go.
Okay. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. My last segment with Proof of the Pudding executive chef, Howard Garnell. And what is the craziest thing you've grilled? Because I can tell you're a grilling guy.
Well, I like to grill cheese.
Okay, that would be on the crazier side.
Yeah, a little bit. You would think it would fall through.
I think it would melt and just mess up your grill.
Most cheeses would, but there's a Greek cheese, halloumi, that's got a low moisture content that grills up really well, and it holds up, and you can grill it and slice it and cut it and add it to all different things.
Is that what you had in this salad?
Oh, yes, and some yellow watermelon that I grilled. I took some watermelon.
I thought that was pineapple.
Yes.
Because it was so sweet.
It was watermelon. It was yellow seedless watermelon that I just threw it on the grill. And got it marked up and then chopped it up, put it in a salad.
Delicious.
I added some Brussels sprouts. I just threw those on the grill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Folks, how do people get in touch with Proof of the Pudding if they have an event or something to be catered?
Well, they can go to our website, proofofthepudding.com, and then they can scroll through and see what we do and give us a call. I don't have the number handy, but the number's on the website.
On the website. That's Proof of the Pudding. Yep. Thank you so much, Howard, for being in studio with us.
This was great. This was so much fun.
Okay, Monica Perez is next. Stay tuned.